living prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the prophecy of Isaiah. Therefore hear the word of the Lord, you scoffing rulers in Jerusalem. You have struck a bargain with death, you say, and sold yourselves to the devil in exchange for his protection against the Assyrians. They can never touch us, you say, for we are under the care of one who will deceive and fool them. But the Lord God says, see, I am placing a foundation stone in Zion, a firm, tested, precious cornerstone that is safe to build on. He who believes need never run away again. I will take the line and plummet of justice to check the foundation wall you built. It looks so fine, but it is so weak a storm of hail will knock it down. The enemy will come in like a flood and sweep it away, and you will be drowned. I will cancel your agreement of compromise with death and the devil. So when the terrible enemy floods in, you will be trampled into the ground. Again and again that flood will come and carry you off, until at last the unmixed horror of the truth of my warnings will finally dawn on you. The bed you have made is far too short to lie on. The blankets are too narrow to cover you. The Lord will come suddenly and in anger, as at Mount Perazim and Gibeon, to do a strange and unusual thing, to destroy his own people. And so scoff no more, lest your punishment be made even greater. For the Lord God of hosts has plainly told me that he is determined to crush you. Listen to me. Listen as I plead. Does a farmer always plow and never sow? Is he forever harvesting the soil and never planting it? Does he not finally plant his many kinds of grain, each in its own section of the land? He knows just what to do, for God has made him see and understand. He doesn't thresh all grains the same. A sledge is never used on dill, but it is beaten with a stick. A threshing wheel is never rolled on common, but it is beaten softly with a flail. Bread grain is easily crushed, so he doesn't keep on pounding on it. The Lord of hosts is a wonderful teacher and gives the farmer wisdom.
It's wonderful. Thank you.
to Jerusalem, the city of David. Year after year you make your many offerings. But I will send heavy judgment upon you, and there will be weeping and sorrow, for Jerusalem shall become as her name Ariel means, an altar covered with blood. I will be your enemy. I will surround Jerusalem and lay siege against it and build forts around it to destroy it. Your voice will whisper like a ghost from the earth where you lie buried. But suddenly your ruthless enemies will be driven away like chaff before the wind. In an instant I, the Lord of hosts, will come upon them with thunder, earthquake, whirlwind, and fire. And all the nations fighting Jerusalem will vanish like a dream. As a hungry man dreams of eating, but is still hungry, and as a thirsty man dreams of drinking, but is still faint from thirst when he wakes up, so your enemies will dream of victorious conquest, but all to no avail. You are amazed, incredulous, you don't believe it? Then go ahead and be blind if you must. You are stupid, and not from drinking either. Stagger, and not from wine. For the Lord has poured out upon you a spirit of deep sleep. He has closed the eyes of your prophets and seers. So all of these future events are a sealed book to them. When you give it to one who can read, he says, I can't, for it's sealed. When you give it to another, he says, sorry, I can't read. And so the Lord says, since these people say they are mine, but they do not obey me, since their worship amounts to mere words learned by rote, therefore I will take awesome vengeance on these hypocrites and make their wisest counselors as fools. Woe to those who try to hide their plans from God, who try to keep him in the dark concerning what they do. God can't see us, they say to themselves. He doesn't know what's going on. How stupid can they be? Isn't he the potter, greater than you, the jars he makes? Will you say to him, he didn't make us? Does a machine call its inventor dumb? Soon, and it will not be very long, the wilderness of Lebanon will be a fruitful field again, a lush and fertile forest. In that day the deaf will hear the words of a book, and out of their gloom and darkness the blind will see my plans. The meek will be filled with fresh joy from the Lord, and the poor shall exalt in the Holy One of Israel. Bullies will vanish and scoffers will cease, and all those plotting evil will be killed, the violent man who fights at the drop of a hat, the man who waits in hiding to beat up the judge who sentenced him, and the men who use any excuse to be unfair. That is why the Lord, who redeemed Abraham, says, my people will no longer pale with fear or be ashamed. For when they see the surging birth rate and the expanding economy, then they will fear and rejoice in my name and praise the Holy One of Israel and stand in awe of him. Those in error will believe the truth, and complainers will be willing to be taught. Woe to my rebellious children, says the Lord. You ask advice from everyone but me, and decide to do whatever you want to do. You yoke yourselves with unbelievers, thus piling up your sins. For without consulting me, you have gone down to Egypt to find aid, and have put your trust in Pharaoh for his protection. But in trusting Pharaoh, you will be disappointed, humiliated, and disgraced, for he can't deliver on his promises to save you. For though his power extends to Zoan and Hanes, yet it will all turn out to your shame. He won't help one bit. See them moving slowly across the terrible desert to Egypt, donkeys and camels laden down with treasures to pay for Egypt's aid. On through the badlands they go, where lions and swift, venomous snakes live. And Egypt will give you nothing in return, for Egypt's promises are worthless. The reluctant dragon, I call her. Now go and write down this word of mine concerning Egypt, so that it will stand until the end of time, forever and ever, as an indictment of Israel's unbelief. For if you don't write it, they will claim I never warned you. Oh, no, they'll say, you never told us that. For they are stubborn rebels. They tell my prophet, shut up. We don't want any more of your reports. Or they say, don't tell us the truth. Tell us nice things. Tell us lies. Forget all this gloom. We've heard more than enough about your Holy One of Israel and all he says. This is the reply of the Holy One of Israel. Because you despise what I tell you and trust instead in frauds and lies and won't repent, therefore calamity will come upon you suddenly as upon a bulging wall that bursts and falls. In one moment it will come crashing down. God will smash you like a broken dish. He will not act sparingly. Not a piece will be left large enough to use for carrying coals from the hearth or a little water from the well. For the Lord God, the Holy One of Israel, says, only in returning to me and waiting for me will you be saved. In quietness and confidence is your strength. But you will have none of this. No, you say, we will get our help from Egypt. They will give us swift horses for riding to battle. Only the swiftness you are going to see is the swiftness of your enemies chasing you. One of them will chase 1,000 of you. 5 of them will scatter you until not 2 of you are left together. You will be like lonely trees in the distant mountaintops. Yet the Lord still waits for you to come to him so he can show you his love. He will conquer you to bless you, just as he said. For the Lord is faithful to his promises. Blessed are those who wait for him to help them. Prophecies, the old message in modern language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.